Namaskar. So here we're either lying back, supine pose, maybe using a rolled up yoga mat along the spine to kind of stretch and open the spine. And you're lying back so that your glutes will be in the earth, but the spine will, kind of get the yoga mat from the third or fourth vertebra and all the way up through the back of the head, or however you'd like to be. Maybe legs up on a chair, maybe using a bolster, maybe sitting upright. It's up to you. So just use that ever-important breath. Porak, inhalation. Rachak, exhalation. We'll just do a general cleanse to start. Inhaling, drawing the breath inside, and on the exhale, let out any static energy through the palms, through the soles of the feet. Just using sentient thought to recreate your physical structure. If you think good thoughts and let out old static ideas, making yourself new. If you're in a supine position, slowly letting the body become part of the fabric of the earth. If you're sitting upright, just getting that spine nice and straight up and down, creating a beautiful tube from tailbone, from Muladhara to crown chakra. Maybe to start, we'll enter that world of visualization. Those senses play such a heavy role on how we feel and what we become. We're affected by those vibrations that we take in from the external world. See a beautiful sunset. Exposed to a disturbing loud noise. That all affects our quality of mind. But just as we can see and hear externally, the same can be said internally. All those motor sensory organs work inside as well when the mind is introverted. You're just breathing easily, comfortably. So with visualization, just as those human eyes can see mountainscapes and sea passages and butterflies across the realm of physicality in nature, similarly we can see inside. And that seeing within is just as real as seeing without. It can affect the mind similarly. Just visualize one lake inside the mind. Or just think of it as seeing one lake. Sun rays gently glittering. Breeze creating a gentle ripple through the lake. Just create that idea inside. Paint that scene. Use the breath as brush strokes to make that lake perfectly resplendent, perfectly clear. Every molecule of the mind is focused in that visualization. And slowly, slowly, that lake starts to become more vast. The boundaries of the lake expand. And the surface water of the lake starts becoming extremely still. And with each and every respiration, the lake expands out in all directions. And it takes on the air of perfect, calm, tranquil, placid space. See it, feel it. Touch it, taste it. And when the mind has completely taken on that vibration, you can let the visualization slip away and just embrace the inner spirit, the inner feeling. Be that state of tranquility and expansiveness. Little by little, tap into that greater intuitional channel and start making headway to the very center of the mind. Find that most still, most nuclear place deep inside. Bring the mind again and again to that spot. And when you become perfectly centered, when the mind is actually seated at that space, then you can repeat any mantra you like to repeat. Maybe it's Shanti or Om Shanti, meaning eternal peace. Maybe it's a mantra that you've used in the past or you've been taught. Or maybe it's an English word or the conception of idea, something that truly is uplifting, universal, sweet and loving. And just a seed vessel of that idea, let it emanate, let it percolate. Let it vibrate in the very center of the mind. Let that idea repeat again and again. And drift on endlessly, letting that sound resound. You take yourself deeper into your practice. Take one last deep inhalation and exhale. Letting the body be still, mind relaxed. And just touch that innermost cell of your existence, that most sincere spot of who you are, and let that radiate an endless flow of sweetness, cordiality, and love wherever you may move throughout this universe. Namaskar.